This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. That's you. Great to see you again. So, what is it like to live with alpacas? Have you ever wondered? Well, if you've got alpacas, you probably don't need to wonder. But do you remember back when you were thinking about having alpacas and you wondered what it was like to live with alpacas? Have you ever been on holiday? One of those amazing holidays, one of those places where you went, oh, this is fantastic. I would love to live here. Really? You were there in the summer. Do you know what it's like in the winter? Do you know what it's like when it's in the summer and you're a resident and have to cope with all the, well, there's various words that can now be used, such as grockles. Have you come across that one? Grockles. It's a nice word, isn't it? It means the incomers, the ones that are visiting the tourists. It's a romantic notion that we sometimes get when we go on holiday somewhere and go, oh, this is just so nice. I could live here. Yeah, but the reality is a bit different. And people sometimes get those kind of romantic notions about having alpacas. So it's my job, for those who are thinking about keeping alpacas, it's my job to put you off. No, I don't really want to put you off, but I do want you to not have a romantic notion about what it's going to be like, because it's going to be far better and far worse than you can ever imagine. Seriously. It's whatever your preparation, it's never quite like you think it's going to be. And as I say, it's going to be better. At times, it's going to be worse than you could ever imagine. So it's for your own good. Let me tell you some of the realities. Mornings, are you a morning person? Alpacas are. They like to be busy and being fed in the morning. Sometimes that's early. Sometimes in the winter, it's dark. It's dark early, and you have to wait and hang around. And sometimes you kind of, is this the way I want to start my day? Oh, there are times when it's just so fantastic. And there are times when you go, oh, here we are again. Really? Another day, another morning, another feeding of the alpacas. And then, of course, there's the late nights. Being eaten by midges, being bitten by those lovely little biting flies, because you're out and having to do things, and it's kind of dusk, and it's just getting not quite. And then sometimes you have to do things late at night. Have you got a sick alpaca? There have been times I've stayed up all night with the sick alpaca. And I don't know. What's that about? Is there something I could do? Well, sometimes. And I'm there to do it if it's needed. And there are other times when it's just bearing witness. And yeah, it's the all you can do is be there. Sweaty work. Oh, do you like sweaty work? Do you like really working hard so much that you get really sweaty? Sometimes it's like that when you've got your waterproofs on. They're keeping the moisture out. Yeah? So you're going to get rained on. You're not going to get rained and get wet legs and things. But when you're doing heavy duty work and you're getting warm, glowing on the inside of your waterproof trousers, then you can end up really wet. Because all the moisture that doesn't get out, even though they're supposed to be breathable. Do you know these leggings things are supposed to be breathable? They're not always. And sometimes it's sweaty work and you get very wet legs because of the work you're doing. Or the heavy stuff of, you know, moving food around, moving hay bales, moving things, mucking out. Oh, it's delightful on a cold day. It's really nice. Good way of warming up, mucking out. But other times it's hard work. And you go, I need a long drink. Would please do. No, you do need one. I need to keep hydrated when you're doing work. But there are times when you're out and about doing things and it's hard, hot, sweaty work. Did they tell you about this? When you keep alpacas, this is what happens. You have to do hard work. Did you know? Oh, nobody told you that bit. Well, I'm telling you now, this is what happens. There are times when you have to do hard work, and it is hard work. It is heavy duty, manual labor. We can get things to help us, some equipment and all the rest of it, but usually it involves, at some point, regular intervals, it involves hard work. That's what you're signing up for. Rainy days. You know those days you'd like to stay in the house because it's really wet? It's horizontal. Horizontal rain coming at you from the side, not from the sky. Rainy and windy and just, it's not a nice day. Sleet. Hailstones. Heavy rain. Rain going down your neck. Getting down behind the hat and running down your neck. Or you have to do something and you lift your hand up and all the rain runs down your arm and gets down to your elbow and beyond. Yeah, rainy days, head to toe. It's often from October-ish here that I'll end up wearing my waterproofs, waterproof coat, waterproof trousers, Wellingtons, of course, that's just every day. But from October, it's head to toe, hat, waterproof covers. Just because it's so wet. It's either wet, or it has been wet, or it's about to be wet. And the alpacas, if you're going to get up close to them and they're wet, you're going to get soaked. So you need to have something. I found this lovely way of kind of, it's a fireman thing. It's a fireman thing, really. I learnt it from a fireman. I'm not sure where I saw it. Where did I see that? I must have been a program about firemen, I guess. I learn all my best things from the telly. So the waterproof trousers, you've got them on. And they're over your Wellington, so the water doesn't run down into your boots, yeah? So it's down over the Wellington. When you come to take your boots off, don't take the waterproof trousers off. Sort of pull them down and slide them down over the boots. So you've got a pair of boots with a pair of waterproof trousers connected to them. And then you step into your boots and pull up the waterproof trousers. They're ready to go out into the rain. Wonderful. So have the right equipment. It's a great idea. But rainy days, yeah, they need seeing to on rainy days. They definitely do. And sometimes they're in the wrong place. Sometimes they've got through somewhere where they shouldn't have done. They don't challenge fences or gates. No, they never do, except when they do. Mostly they don't, but occasionally something happens and they get through to somewhere. You've got to go out. It's whatever the weather is, you've got to go see to it. So rainy days. And then, of course, there's the gloves, woolly, well, gloves always around for brambles and goodness knows what, but warm, woolly gloves, woolly hats. You can wear a scarf if you like. I tend not to. It dangles down gets dirty. But you've got gloves and woolly hat weather, that cold, that penetrating, bone-chilling cold. Well, the alpacas are out there. They haven't got central heating. Well, they have. They've got central heating inside. And they do keep nice and warm. And they have got that lovely fleece that they wear, of course. But it's a little bit cold sometimes. And you still have to be out there. What am I saying? I'm saying all weathers. Too hot, too cold, in between, too wet. Yeah. Slippery mud. All kinds of things. We have to face it all day. It's not just visiting. It's nice to go to visit an alpaca farm. It really is. So if you haven't done that recently, oh, do go. Do find a place you can go and visit the alpacas. But when you're living with alpacas, you're responsible. You have to do the things, whatever the weather, whatever the day, all year. Holidays. Do you remember holidays? If you've got alpacas, do you remember those times when you could go on holiday? It's not very often these days. I can't remember the last time we went on holiday. It's a liability. No, that's the wrong word. It's a responsibility to find somebody who can come and look after. If you've got three or four, it's okay. That's not too bad. You can find somebody to do that. If you've got breeding females, particularly in the breeding season or the career birthing season, it's a responsibility. Would you give that to somebody? Would you put that on somebody? Would you want somebody else to have that responsibility? It's a challenge to find somebody who can do that for you. There are people there. There are people who will farm sit, and they'd be delighted to do that. And provided they know what they're doing, then there's no reason why not to. But yeah, holidays can be a challenge. And in the summer whenever the birthing time is for you, that means you're unlikely to be able to go away. And then there's harvest and all that kind of stuff. If you're involved in collecting the grass and turning it into hay. Holidays. So the answer is half-hour holidays. Have a half-hour holiday. Now, my half-hour holidays usually involve the alpacas, not getting away from them. It's being with them. So I'll go and sit down with a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, or I'll just go down and sit down near where they are and watch them and be next to them and just spend half an hour being in their presence. I love that. I love my half-hour holidays. Spitting. Let me tell you about spitting. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, you can sometimes be on the wrong end of it. Even if they're not spitting at you, they spit in your direction because the other one ducked or whatever. Or you surprise them, or you upset them. Or you're doing something with their youngster, giving vaccinations or checking them, or putting a coat on a crear, or taking a coat off a crear. And if you can't catch the crear, it probably doesn't need a coat. So, yeah, those kind of things, you can get spat at. So you just need to be aware and recognize it's nothing personal. Generally, it's nothing personal. Just one of those things that alpacas may do. I've found generally you have to work pretty hard at making your alpacas spit at you. When you're learning about how to speak alpaca, you can sometimes get it wrong. You sometimes read the sounds incorrectly. You sometimes move too quick or the wrong way. Or sometimes you have to do something and they take up... take exception. They tell you what they think. And one of their prime breakaway skills is spitting. So just be aware of that. I got spat at by Amelia this morning. Do you know? I'm sorry. I've got the food bowl here. I'm bending over and I'm scooping it out to put it into the smaller bowls to spread it around. And she thinks she's now claimed this one. It's a full one. It's got all the food in it. No, she can't have it. I'm sorry. This is mine. I told her this is mine. But she spat. As I bent down, scooping the stuff out, she thought I was interfering with her food, so she spat at me. Gently. It was more of a huff, but she definitely spat on my head. Bless her. Good old Amelia. What's the other skills they've got? Breakaway skills? Kicking. Yes, you can occasionally get kicked by your alpaca. They haven't got a hoof, so the pad is more noise and fuss, especially if you've got your waterproof trousers on. It sounds like a lot. You can get bruised from it. You can get a bit of a whack. And if it's in the wrong place, it can be really painful. Being kicked higher up on the thigh, which my muscle was tensed. And alpacas, I know where to stand. I know where to do this. This is not a problem. But it was. It was a problem. Because one in particular, she is able to go sideways and come in high. And it's a bit of a challenge, that. So there she was, and she kicked me right in a tense muscle, and I had an internal bruise. It didn't show, but it was a bit of a painful leg for quite some time. Yeah. So kicking is an option that you need to be aware of, that you may not be prepared for. It's an unpleasant experience, and it's a bit of a surprise sometimes. But learn to expect it. Learn to know how to avoid it. But there's still times you're going to get caught a little bit. Escapees. You've got to cope with escapees. They don't, as I said, don't challenge fences too often. But if you leave the door open, the gate open, you don't put the thing in the right place, then you can let them out. I didn't intend to do that, but it did happen. So you just need to be aware and think about how you're going to get them back. Can you run as fast as an alpaca? No. And can they run for longer than you? Yes. I know from experience. This is, oh dear. I'm laughing all the time here. Do you know why? Because it's just, if you don't laugh, you cry, don't you? I remember the occasions when these things happened. It was a bit of a challenge to round them up and get them back in again. But you've got to work out how you're going to do that. And you're the one who is responsible, the oral packers. You've got to collect them and bring them back in together. Shearing. Oh, there's a thing. We do our own shearing because that's what we do. And we always have. And it's hard work. It really is. Hard, dirty, sweaty work. Back to what I was saying, it's the time of year. But also it's something that you're responsible for. And if you're going to get a shearer in, you need to choose the right shearer. You also need to be able to organize the girls, the boys separately. You need to be able to manage them to help the shearer do their work as simply and easily as possible. So shearing preparation, shearing the process, even if you're not doing the actual shearing yourself, you need to be involved in that. And you help your alpacas, don't you? You'll do the helping. And sometimes they will swear at you for your trouble. They don't give you any thanks. They just didn't appreciate that at all. I'm sorry, penicillin is good for you. No, they don't like that. I understand. So, am I trying to put you off keeping alpacas? No, I just want you to have your eyes open to understand what's involved. You will have some of the greatest joys, but also some of the deepest sorrows keeping alpacas. And that pain of losing one, I never want to get used to it. Do you know what I mean? I never want to get used to that. I always want to care enough that it means it hurts, that it's painful, that it's a loss. I think that's comes from it hurts because we care, because we love, because we do our best for them. And sometimes you do everything you can and it's still not enough. And there are losses at times, and that's hard. I found that really hard. The number of times I've kind of thought, can't do that. Not going to do that again. Makes you feel like giving up. But there are joys and excitement that, the new birth, Kriya being born, it's just fantastic. But yeah, there are also times when it's really hard. That's fine. It's part of the price that we pay, and it's one of those things that's, you just need to know that it's going to be like that. So just think about these things. Find what's there in you that is going to be something that you want to live with, that you want to be part of. It's the most satisfying thing that you could do. But it's going to cost you at times. Those mornings, those evenings, the nights, the sweaty work, the rainy days, the gloves, those cold days when even the gloves aren't enough. The holidays, or lack of them. Coping with spitting and kicking and all that kind of stuff. Recovering escapees. Doing the shearing. And coping with not being thanked by your lovely alpacas. All of that's part of what we sign up for. You just need to know. Please don't let me put you off. Please do let me help you have open eyes and not have that romantic notion of what it could be like. Enjoy your alpacas. Do it if you can. Go spend some time with your alpacas. Go and have that little half-hour holiday. Spend some time with your alpacas and breathe. Take care, everyone. See you again soon. Bye for now. This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.